Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Joining me on the line now is a woman who is bringing the taste of Africa and the Caribbean to Sligo. Yeah, but can Sligo handle it? Funke Egberongbe is on the line. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
You're very welcome to the show. Firstly, how's the weather in Sligo?
Oh, gosh, it's been windy, wet, and yeah.
Okay, but you're staying safe and you're all okay, yeah?
I am okay. I'm at the restaurant at the moment. So, yes, we are safe and
good,
well.
Good and dry. Okay, well, listen, that's why you're here, to tell me about this restaurant. What's it called? When did you open? What are you serving? Tell me all.
Okay, our restaurant is called Funke, just as my name sounds, and we opened officially on the 21st of October, so we're just over a little over 3 weeks ago that we've been opened, and we serve everything African and the Caribbean. So you would expect a goat curry, you would expect infused rice and jerk chicken, you would expect a beef suya, a goosey soup with yam dumplings, a jollof rice, plantain, and a lot more.
Wow.
We have salsa, yeah, and a lot more.
I'm starving now. Thank you for that. Sounds absolutely delicious. And how's it been received? Are you busy? Is business good? Are you just finding your feet? Tell us.
Amazingly.
Oh, good.
Very busy. Like, very busy. Most nights you would not be able to, take in, we would not be able to take in walking.
Yeah.
Because we're fully booked out. So it's been amazing. And, the community has been, the support from the community has been huge. And we're grateful for that.
You had challenges apparently getting the premises, but how much of a relief was it for you when you found the right place?
It was a big relief, because it took us about a year to finally get where we are, and we're just so thankful for it, that we got a Latin law that was willing to go down the route of, seeking a planning permission to change the premises from a bank building to a restaurant. So we're really thankful for getting where we are right now.
And look how far you've come. It's an incredible story, and it's a real story of following your dream. But you had a longer road to follow than most, because you were in direct provision for 10 years.
Absolutely, yes.
Can you tell me about that experience for a bit?
Well, when I came in 2005, yeah, it was a lonely journey. It was an uncertain one. I didn't know what to expect. Learning the people, the environment, the culture, learning the system. And even through the 10 years in the hotel was quite challenging, because 9 years of those 10 years, I was reporting to the immigration officers just to be deported. And of course, that didn't happen. Eventually, we got a stay. But it was a tough one. It was really tough, yes.
I can imagine. I mean, facing a deportation order for 9 years meant that you had to traipse around the country because of that, right?
Yeah.
That must take its toll on you, for sure, and your family. But you're an incredibly driven person. Is it true that you convinced the DP Centre to let you help in the kitchens a bit, which I know they're normally quite strict about? Did that happen?
I think what happened was, I was the first to be accepted into the kitchen. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything like that before I came in. So, because I just wanted to do something that people would be able to eat, because there was a lot of wastage. And given that I was coming from a country where there wasn't a lot of food, and when you have something to eat, you make the most of it. And I came into a system where, you are being served what you don't like. So people were left with no other option than not to eat it. And so there was a lot of wastage, which I was uncomfortable with. And that was why I went to the management. And of course, the first time they bluntly refused and said, no, there hasn't been anything like that and you can't come in. But after, much press and they let me in. And I remember the first time I went into the kitchen, all the residents came in and there was no waste at all because they could eat the food. It was tasty. It was, something good that they haven't had, since they came into that hostel. So, yes.
That must have been a bit of a change for you because now you have a purpose and you have something to do, and you're doing something very, very positive and something that you love to do as well, cooking and making food and making people happy. But how do you go from direct provision to running your own business? Did you start training and get educated on run your own business? How did all that come about?
So when the idea actually started when I was in the hostel. The first time I went into the big kitchen, I fell in love with, the equipment. I fell in love with the space and the ease of working in that environment. So in a way, being in the direct provision sparked up the idea of owning my own restaurant. So when we got our papers in 2014, and we moved out in 2015, I came out with that idea, and then I had to, integrate myself into the system because now we're living in a real world where, you have to fight for yourself, you have to work, you have to go to school. So I started off with a level 5 course. I did the start the business course. I went on to do a level 6 course in a College of Further Education in Sligo here in business and tourism. And then I enrolled for a degree course in nutrition and food and business management course in St. Angela's College, which, of course, I graduated from the college in 2021. And then I went on to, testing the water, seeing how, things will go. Is there a market for, what we're about to do? So I started the business from home in my second year in college. It was just a handful of customers that would, on weekends, I'll just cook for them and get, something small. And then just at the end of 2021, we found that there were lots of tourists that would have lodged into, hotels around us asking to get some food off us because we have a website at the time. So they Google up food and we come up and some of them would walk down to where we were and hoping to see a restaurant. And then they're going, excuse me, is this a restaurant? I'm saying, we're only offering takeaways and delivery. So
not
that
kind
of put us, not yet. Exactly.
Not yet.
And then we had people asking to sit in to dine. They're looking to host birthdays and all. So that was the moment where we thought, no, this is what we want. This is the next thing to do. It's time to move on from just staying home and testing the waters to opening up a restaurant. And that's why we're here now.
Look at you. I mean, it's just incredible. Run your own business. But looking back all those years ago, how proud are you of that young woman who arrived on this tiny little island, pregnant, alone? Do you ever think back and go, oh my God, look what I've done?
Yeah. I must say, looking back and, looking at where I am right now, I'm totally thankful to God because it only takes, if I have to consider the challenges, it's almost, a no-go area at some point for me because I lost 10 years in the hostel. And I remember in June this year, my last son was saying to me, Mom, don't you think it's too late for you to open a restaurant now? You're 45. And I told him, I said, I'd rather have it this way. It's better late than never.
Absolutely.
And I'm just so thankful that, those 10 years are behind me and we're here now making a positive impression in Sligo and, of course, across Ireland.
I love yes. it. I love it. I've never actually been to Sligo. This is one of the things I keep saying on my show. It's an absolute disgrace, but a Go Curry would get me to Sligo.
Please.
It would, for sure. And speaking of your youngest son there, it's a real family effort. It says here your son helped design your website. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the three of them, the three older ones and myself, we sat down. He started it off and then we all threw in something. It wasn't perfect. And that's what we're still using today. He's still on it. Mm-hmm. And they're all still working on it to improve the website. So, yes, we did it together.
Amazing. And listen, where can people find you on Instagram if they want to check you out? And of course, go to Sligo and make sure you get a reservation if you're going to go, it sounds like. But where can people check you out on Instagram?
On Instagram, it's Funky's Kitchen on Instagram. And if it's on website, it's going to have to be our former business name, Ziva's Foods. And then that brings you onto the Funky's page. But on Instagram, it's just Funky's Afro-Caribbean Kitchen.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Well, listen, get back to work. You know, you've customers yeah. to look after. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the call. I wish you the very best of luck in all that you do. And hopefully we'll chat again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye, bye, bye. There we go. That is Funke Egg Barong Bay in Sligo with her new restaurant. Just incredible. Open 3 weeks. Make sure you go and check it out.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare. Looking after you always.